Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan's Steakhouse, Advance Health of Naperville, and Naperville Magazine.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
I just love that song. All right, let me turn that off here. Hey there, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio. The good show, I like to call it, airing every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show every week. I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I also welcome your calls, so call me, tell me your thoughts, ask my guests a question, anything funny you want to add, I'm all ears. The number to call is 347-945-7215. That number again is 347-945-7215. My guest on today's show is Mike Riley from the West Suburban Irish. I'm happy to have Mike on the Dolly McCarthy Show today. We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. And then a little later in the show, another guest joining us, Mike Larman from the St. the St. Baldrick's Foundation. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Internet Radio. And indeed, it is a good show today. I love hearing good things that happen in your life. Did anything good happen in your life this past week? Give me a call in. Let me know what's happening. My kids, a good thing that happened to me this past weekend, and in fact, let's start with today. A good thing that's happening in my life today is my kids are off school today and tomorrow for parent-teacher conferences. So they're being really good right now and quiet while Mom is doing her show from the home studio, and that's a good thing. Really good thing about having your own radio show, internet radio show anyway, is you get to wear your PJs to work, which is at home. And the kids, I've told you before, I have five of those. Yeah. They normally would be really loud and all over the house making noises of some sort. But this morning, I bribed them and made them a huge breakfast and told them if they were quiet that I would take them out after the show and do something fun. Now I just have to find something fun and inexpensive to do. So if you have any ideas, give me a call and let me know. So I would really appreciate that. Another good thing I wanted to tell you about was this past weekend. Some of you knew that I had the official launch party for the Dolly McCarthy Show Friday night. It was at Sullivan's Steakhouse, one of my favorite restaurants, and about 200 people came out to that. It was a really good night. I'm so touched by the love I felt in the room. I felt so loved, and I felt so supported. And I wish for all of my listeners, everyone, to feel that at some point in their life, or always to feel that way. But to have a party where it's demonstrated was just so special. Everybody appeared to be having fun. I got notes saying they did, so I'll take their word for it. I know I certainly did, and it was also my 44th birthday party, so it was a combo party of sorts. And I told everybody, no gifts, but you think people would listen? They don't ever listen to me. So I got some gifts, really nice, lovely gifts, and there's one in particular that just touched my heart. It was a painted cross. It was from my dear friend Cheryl Neiman. Cheryl is a hoot. She also brought me this humongous cake. If you know Cheryl or you have the pleasure of meeting her in the future, you always smile when you're around her and you laugh. We just laugh hysterically just looking at her face. I'm laughing. So anyway, Cheryl brought this humongous cake, and she knows I love cake. Everybody knows I love cake. I'm so into cake. Cake! And she brought one, and she kept saying, oh, my God, the cake doesn't look professional enough. And she got it from a store. I won't even mention the name. But I posted a picture of it on Facebook last night. So you be the judge and let me know what you think of the cake. The cake was delish. It was delicious, but Cheryl said she wasn't happy because it didn't look very professional. But like I said, you guys be the judge. All as I know is I had a great time. The cake was spectacular, and I was in a cake coma all birthday weekend. Good stories, anybody? Give me a call. We also have news, great news. We have a new Pope, Pope Francis, the new leader of the Catholic Church, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. And speaking of St. Patrick's Day, our first guest, we are ready to go to the phone line, Mike Riley from Naperville, Illinois. I have to say Naperville because I do have listeners all over the country, in fact, all over the world for that matter. I do have two dear friends that are listening right now in Rome, Italy. So this show goes all over the world, but Mike is from Naperville, Illinois, my second hometown. My hometown is from Northwest Side of Chicago. You all knew that, but I've been in Naperville for 20 years and just love it here. And Mike is my buddy. Mike runs the St. Patrick's Day Parade. He's on the planning committee of leaders from the West Suburban Irish. That's the group that puts together the parade every year. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dolly. You didn't tell me we were going to be international. I'm only going to do this interview in English, so I'm not going to use my Italian today, if that's okay.
We'll say hello to all our Irish buddies across the pond.
Well, it's certainly the time of year to enjoy the spring, enjoy St. Patrick's Day. So
that's right. Now, Mike, we aren't going to be talking Blarney, are we, this morning? No, seriously, it's a special year for the West Burman Irish because the parade is in its 20th anniversary. Is that right?
That's correct. Kevin Dolan started the West Suburban Irish 20 years ago. He moved to Naperville from St. Louis, and when he got here, he realized that Naperville was missing something. It didn't have a parade on St. Patrick's Day, so he got it started. The first year he did it, they marched about 200 yards, and there were 48 people in the parade. This year, we have a record number of entries. We have 107 entries, so we're going to be challenged with getting them all staged in the space that we have at Naperville North High School. But it's going to be a great day.
Wow, it's really, really expanded. How many units did you say there are this year?
There's 107 entries this year.
107 from 48 people in the first parade to 107 different units, and that, of course, includes dozens of people in each of those units.
Right.
A lot of Irish in Naperville. Do you know, are there any statistics that show that Naperville has the largest Irish population outside of Chicago?
No, but we keep making those up. So we keep coming up with our own numbers.
There's
a lot.
Too funny. And Kevin Dolan is the Grand Marshal, and I have to do a little plug in there for Kevin and myself because we're so honored to be hosting once again the parade on NCTV. Channel 17 is a local TV station here in Naperville, but they're also going to be streaming the parade live online so you can watch it anywhere in the world from the internet. So Kevin and I, we really enjoy doing that, and I appreciate the West Suburban Irish asking me every year to do that. Let's talk about the weather, Mike. Typically, the weather isn't so good. Do you think are you gonna have good weather this year for us? What's the plan with that?
we tried to plan it so it would be as good as it was last year. Last year we topped 80 degrees on parade day. This year we're planning on it being a little bit cooler, but we're not planning on any precipitation. We're not planning on any rain or snow. And it should be above freezing. And the good news is, as you're well aware, Dolly, one of the things that the West Suburban Irish started doing a few years ago is we make scarves every year. And we sell the scarves along the parade route to help subsidize the cost of the parade. So we found, and this is a totally scientific survey, that no one that has ever purchased a scarf from the West Suburban Irish on parade day has ever frozen. So they work pretty well.
I'll back that up. I feel like collector's items, those scarves. I get one every year, but I don't even know what year that particular pattern was from. So I wish I had put dates on them with a black permanent marker. But I take a lot of pride in those scarves. I love them, and I'll be wearing mine probably from the first year during the parade. The West Suburban Irish do so many great things in the community. You guys, you put on the Emerald Dinner. You provide scholarships to students. In fact, you just picked out the parade queen, and there's a scholarship you provided to her. Who's the parade queen this year?
The parade queen this year is Mary Kate Zimmerman. Bev Zimmerman with the McNulty Irish Dancers has been just a good friend of the West Suburban Irish for years. And each year we have a true competition for queen. We advertise it and we ask the potential queens to submit an application with their resume. And you know, I must say, I was not on the Parade Queen committee, but the reports that we got back from that committee was that her application was just very, very well done, and I think she's going to make an excellent queen. And of course, she was at our Mass in honor of St. Patrick last night at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, and that was kind of an interesting Mass because since a new Pope was named, Father McLaughlin from St. Thomas asked if he could include Pope Francis in with St. Patrick in terms of honoring him in the Mass. So of course, we did that.
Tell us about some of the units that are in the parade. I know there's going to be a lot of politicians in this parade. There's a primary coming up.
There always are. And we do have we have bagpipers, we have fife and drum corps, we have two bands from out of the area from Sominok, and we always have a couple of interesting groups. We always have a couple of theater groups that do performances along the way, and that makes it very interesting. The St. Patrick's Day parade is noted too for several of the entries will have a lot of kids, and the kids just have a great time being in the parade. They love dressing up, and they love coming out and actually participating in the parade. And of course, we do many of the entries do pass out candy. Can't throw candy, but you can hand candy to the people that are along the way, and that always makes for a good time.
There's a city ordinance about throwing candy in this town because it happens at all the parades, and people were getting injured and sent to hospitals for that. It was just crazy, out of control. So we have a city ordinance, for throwing candy. Mike, the West Suburban Irish, they do a wonderful job hosting this parade, and it is almost as if the highlight, the kickoff to spring, summer. It's almost that that kind of a feel, an event. So there's a lot of excitement in the air, and there's thousands of people that show up, but there's plenty of parking in the downtown, so you never have to worry about that, right?
Right.
One of the things I want to get in is the West Suburban Irish, they host a monthly trivia night at Quigley's Irish Pub. I do remember someone had said to me once I was in a trivia question. Is that true?
you were featured in a trivia question, and this goes back, I think it was 2 years ago, and it was right around St. Patrick's Day. We asked the question, who were the two commentators for the St. Patrick's Day parade? And certainly that would be yourself and Kevin Dolan, as you
mentioned. Did anybody get it right?
Absolutely. Most people did.
Well, hats off to NCTV for broadcasting and getting us out there, and to the West Suburban Irish for all you do. Best of luck to you, and we're looking forward to another great year. Mike, how about this trivia question? Why should you never iron a four-leaf clover? We got to throw out a trivia there for you.
I don't know.
Why should you never iron a four-leaf clover?
I don't know.
Well, Mike, you don't want to press your luck.
Oh.
All right, that's for you, Mike. I'm so grateful for you to be joining me on today's show, and I'm excited, again, to be the host of the West Suburban Irish's 20th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, broadcasting live on NCTV Channel 17 in Naperville. It's also going to be streaming live on the web, so tune in. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Mike. Thanks again.
Thanks very much, Sally.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right. We got another trivia question, the show trivia question, which I have every week on the show, and so this is for you all to call in and give me your answer, because if you win, you're going to get one of these fancy schmancy Dolly McCarthy Show mugs. In fact, last week Adam Parks had called in, one of my listeners, and he won, but I was so I was shocked that he got it right away, so I forgot to tell him that he gets a mug. So Adam, go to my Facebook page, the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page, and like it. And whoever wins today, go to my Facebook page and like it, and then message me your address, and I will send you one of these fancy smancy mugs here. Okay, so the trivia question, the good-to-know trivia question of the day is, what happens if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day? Can you answer that one? Yes, that's a tough one. What does happen when you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day? I don't know. I've never been lucky enough to find out. Thank goodness, I guess, because I know the answer, and I don't want this to happen to me. All right, as I said, you will win a fancy schmancy Dolly McCarthy Show mug. So give me a call in. I want to do a shout out too. Speaking of those mugs, to my my dear friend Siobhan Glenn of Dot Productions. That's actually my own company, and John Norman of Design Resource Center for my logo design. They both collaborated together and did an amazing job working in also half of my signature on the logo. You could check that out on my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show. Please go to that and like it. There's also a picture of the fabulous cake that my friend Cheryl Neiman brought to the launch party. We have a caller. We're going to take this caller right now. And hello, caller. Welcome to The Dolly McCarthy Show. Hello? You're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Hello? Okay, we're going to... Oops, they hung up. All righty. Well, that happens, you know. That does happen. So give me a call and let me know the trivia question of the day. That is, what happens when you wear green on St. Patrick's Day? Does anybody have any idea? Oh, geez. That's a tough one. We have a caller that's... we have another guest, I should say, that's going to be calling in shortly. It's Mark Larman from the St. Baldrick's Foundation, and I'm waiting to hear from him to call in, but I haven't gotten a call from him yet. So, I also have a friend out there, Adam Parks, if you're listening. I know you're a listener. Give me a call in and let me know. I know you're an expert on St. Baldrick's. Adam had a St. Baldrick's fundraiser last Sunday at the Bally Doyle. Oh, looks like that call dropped. I hope we can get Mike back on the line, Mike Larman with St. Baldrick's, because we really want to know all the good things that St. Baldrick's is doing in our community, in our country, in our world. They host these shavings, they call it. And what it is, if you have never heard of it, is most of them are held at schools or neighborhood bars, and the shavings are, they shave people's heads, and all of those shavees donate money, and it goes to fight childhood cancer. Let me see if this is, I think this is it. You know, I got to tell you, I've got a call here. Working from home, and my new radio board here, and it's tricky. Hey, welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly McCarthy. It's Adam Baldhead Parks.
Hey, Adam. Thanks so much for calling. I've got some more calls here. And, Adam, I did a shout-out to you because I was a little nervous that we had lost Mike. Can I put you on hold and see if Mike is on the line?
Yeah, no problem.
And I want to talk to you about St. Baldrick's. Hang on there, Adam. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Is this Mike?
Yes, it is, Dolly. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Mike, how are you? Everybody, Mike Larman from the St. Baldrick's Foundation. We finally got him on the line. And, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I know this is St. Paddy's Day season, and St. Baldrick's makes a huge, tremendous effort to fight childhood cancer. How did it start out, and how has the foundation grown through the years?
Well, I'll take you back 13 years ago in New York. There were three gentlemen that wanted to do something different for St. Patrick's Day instead of the traditional let's hang around in an Irish pub and do whatever. There's a pub in New York called Jim Brady's, and they were there, and they decided to say, hey, why don't we raise money for pediatric cancer research this year? And we decided that we were going to raise, or they decided that they were going to raise $17,000 by the 17th of March. They actually exceeded that goal tenfold by raising over $100,000 that first year. They are in an industry that, the reinsurance industry, those three gentlemen, and through talking through the grapevine and people knowing what they did that first year, new events sprouted up in new cities year after year. I actually attended the first event in Chicago in 2001 where they shaved about six heads. And then every year from then, through word of mouth, through people joining in and starting their own events, the events got bigger and bigger and in more and more places, including out of the country. And basically since – go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish. And, I interrupted
okay.
you. I, yeah.
Sure.
I was just going to ask you, what is shape? Tell us about specifically about those parties. What exactly happens during those parties?
Well, during a St. Baldrick's event, people who want to raise money, they pledge that they're going to shave their head during the event, and people will then pledge money to those individuals to say, hey, I'm going to give you $50, and I'm so glad that you're shaving your head. And the reason that people would shave their heads is because typically most children, when they go through chemotherapy and radiation treatments for pediatric cancer, they lose their hair. So it's mm-hmm. a show of solidarity with those children, because we're talking about, you know, children that are 3, 4, 5, 6. And losing their hair is a pretty traumatic experience when you're that young. So what better way to show them that, hey, it's only hair and it does grow back, than mm-hmm. to shave your own head?
Yeah, right. And what do you do with all that hair then? There's a lot of hair at those parties.
It is. It is. You know, it all
and
depends
they donate
on the
then? Do they donate? The do hair some people donate then for Locks of Love? I heard that some people do that with really
do.
Long hair.
While we don't work directly with Locks of Love, we have like an agreement that a lot of people who come who have over 10 inches of hair, we send that to Locks of Love so they can make wigs for people who do have lost their hair due to cancer. Since St. Baldrick's has become such a big event fundraiser, they have been inundated with donations of hair every year.
Isn't that fantastic how one worthy cause helps another, and it just all trickles down and spreads, just spread the love everywhere. You know, Mike, I know you have a full-time job, that this is just a volunteer position. Not, I shouldn't say just, because there's so many volunteers that make up St. Baldrick's. What do you do full-time? What do you do to keep yourself busy there, Mike?
I'm in marketing. I work for a food service company in Chicago.
Why did you choose to get involved with St. Baldrick's? And then what is your involvement exactly with the foundation?
Well, I got involved 10 years ago. A friend of mine who was part of the reinsurance industry had invited us to come to that first event in Chicago back in 2001, and we had a great time. Flash forward a couple of years later, my co-organizer, Tom Schultz, his son was diagnosed with cancer and leukemia specifically, and he had remembered that we went to this event, and he was like, hey, Mike, I think we should put together our own event out in the suburbs. So he and I and a few others organized the first event in Plainfield back in 2007. We shaved only about 30 heads that year, but we raised $95,000 that first year. And then we
$95,000 at one event?
One event,
That's really something. That, you know, I applaud you. Holy cow, that is fantastic. One event. And that's just shavings and getting donations. And, you know, I go to a lot of charity events, and there's auctions, and there's fantastic, fabulous prizes that people get in return for donations. And here with the St. Baldrick event, not to compare, I'm just saying that it's amazing that you're giving away your own hair and you're giving away your own money. But what better way to do it? I mean, everybody, I know I have 5 children of my own. You can't say no, and you want to do all you can to comfort these families and to raise research so that these children don't have to go through this. It's just awful. But what a light that St. Baldrick's is in our community, in our nation, around the world. I'm sure this is international now. It started in Boston, is that right?
It started in New York, but Illinois actually has the largest number of events take place in Illinois than any other state in the country.
Well, tell us about some of those events. Any upcoming events? I know there were some last weekend, and my friend Adam Parks, who's still patiently on hold here, we're going to talk to Adam in a moment. I know Adam threw a huge fundraiser at St. Baldrick's for St. Baldrick's at the Ballydoyle in Downers Grove, Illinois. And there's got to be some more events coming up with St. Patrick's Day weekend, right?
Sure. The biggest Chicago area event is downtown in Chicago at Fido Irish Pub this Friday, starting at noon. There is entertainment, there is silent auctions, there's raffles, 50-50, as well as all of the head shaving event. And that goes on between 12 and 5 tomorrow. And then on Saturday, one of the biggest suburban events takes place in Bolingbrook at the Bolingbrook Country Club. And this event in Bolingbrook is actually kind of unique because they split it up into two groups. Since St. Baldrick's has always been about the children, children really rally to this cause. And they have a event in the morning on Saturday that's just for all of the elementary school kids in the area. And one of the biggest groups of that is the elementary school right down the street. And they've raised themselves over $25,000, just the elementary school alone. And then in the evening, they have a more a bigger event that has more more for adults, and there's drinks and food and entertainment, and it's a really big cause. We're right in the middle of all of the events, hence it's St. Baldrick season, like we like to call it.
Yes, St. Baldrick season, with St. Patty's Day coming up Sunday. Wow, lots of great events. If you want to get involved, if anyone listening wants to get involved and be a Shavee, right, or attend one of these, witness this wonderful shavings happening to fight childhood cancer, where could we send them if they also can't or don't want to go to Chicago, or where can they find out more places
sure.
that are holding?
Sure, just go to stbaldricks.org, stbaldricks.org, or call 888-899-BALD, that's bald. There you can find a local event. You can donate directly to the cause. You can donate to a particular person, or you can organize your own event in your own neck of the woods.
Okay, great. Mike, thanks so much for being on the show. Great talking to you. Keep up the great work with St. Baldrick's. We're going to be watching. I'm going to attend one of those events this weekend for sure. I'm heading into the city. I'm going to stop by Fadeau, I think, on Friday. So, Mike, thanks so much. Hey, you know what, Mike, I want to ask you a question. Stay on the line. We're going to take a few calls. You want to take a swing at our Good to Know trivia question? Did you hear what it was? It's what happens to you when you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
You don't take you're unlucky?
What?
You're unlucky? I'm not sure.
You certainly are unlucky. When you find out what the answer is, you'll know. You'll be very unlucky. All right, winner. I need a winner. I'm going to take another call. Mike, thanks again. So much,
sure.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Same to you. Thanks, Dolly.
Bye-bye. All right. What happens when... Hello? Caller, are you there? I'm going to take this call. Whoopsie. It's kind of tricky. Hey there, caller, are you there?
Hey, Dolly.
Oh, is this Adam?
Yeah, you can put me back
Adam
on hold if you want. No worries.
Thanks for calling, Adam. Last week you called and you won that trivia question, and now I'm going to give you another stab at it.
This one is tough.
What happens if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day?
You know, I'm going to have to side with Mike on this. Bad luck. I have no idea.
Well, you already won a mug for last week's
show.
Can't
do it twice in a row, right?
You it happens. But you know what happens on St. Patrick's Day when you don't wear or you don't wear green? You get pinched. Okay? That's what happens. You're very unlucky. You guys were close, but no cigar. Adam had a show. We were talking to Mike Larman a moment ago, and Adam is part of St. Baldrick's as well. He had a great show this past weekend. Why don't you tell us a little bit of? We only have a minute left, Adam. Tell us, how did your event go over, and how much money did you raise to fight childhood cancer?
I got to throw that one back to Mike as far as the throwing of it. He actually did the St. Baldrick's thing at Ballydoyle in Aurora, and I was just a Shavee, and I raised a team and a team captain. But as a whole, they did $120,000, and you know, I applaud Mike for all his hard work and what he did to put that together. And real quick, this weekend there's actually two events. There's one at the Tap House in Oswego, and there's another one at the Carey Piper in Woodridge. So if anybody wants to go get shaved or give money, head on over.
Awesome. Great. Thanks so much, Adam, for joining us today. You were a lifesaver there. We almost didn't have Mike, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity to talk about the great things that St. Baldrick's does. And now it's time to end the show on a good note in honor of St. Patty's Day. An old Irish blessing for you. May the good Lord take a liking to you, but not too soon. And on that note, stay positive. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again to all my good guests this week. Mike Riley from the West Suburban Irish, Mike Larman with St. Baldrick's Foundation, to my callers, Adam Parks, and those that I didn't get to, and all my listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow on Twitter. Have a great St. Patty's Day weekend, everybody, And most importantly, don't forget to celebrate responsibly. I'm Dolly McCarthy. We'll see you next week for another half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
I feel